today, Baba is seeing the most elevated children from everywhere. Each and every child is an ancestor soul and also a soul worthy to be worshipped. This is why all of you are the roots and the trunk of this kalpa tree. The trunk is connected with all the branches and twigs and the leaves of the tree. There's a natural connection of the trunk with the leaves, branches and twigs. To all of you, consider yourselves to be such elevated souls, the ancestors of the whole tree. just as Brahma is called the great great grandfather, so too his companions, you are the masters, master great grandfathers. Ancestor souls have so much self-respect. Do you always stay in that intoxication? Be in the ancestor souls? Of all souls of the world, no matter which religion those souls are from. You are the ancestor souls who are the image of support for all souls of the world. Because of this, because you are ancestor souls, you are also worthy to be worshipped. All souls automatically receive Sakash, the power and current of light, from the ancestor souls. Just look at the tree, the image of the tree. looking at the image of the tree, you see that even the last tree, last leaf of the tree receives that sakash from the trunk and the roots. What is the task of an ancestor soul? The task, the duty of the ancestors is to sustain everyone. In a laukic way also, the ancestor souls give that sustenance, whether it's the physical sustenance or the sustenance of carrying out worship or even the sustenance through the study. It's the ancestor souls who give that. You ancestor souls have to give sustenance to all souls through the powers that you have received from the Father as your sustenance, the sustenance of powers that you have received from the Father. You have to give that sustenance according to the time today, nowadays. All souls need that sustenance through the powers. You know that nowadays there is the wave of sorrow and peacelessness in all the souls. So do you ancestor souls, worthy to be worshipped souls, have mercy for the souls of your dynasty, of your clan? Whenever there's an atmosphere of extreme peacelessness, then at that time the military or the police become extra alert. So in such an atmosphere, do you ancestor souls consider yourselves to be the instruments for such service? Do you think of yourselves as the souls who are instruments for the whole world?
Yes.
Do you have this awareness? That you are the instruments for the whole world. All souls of the world desperately need that sakash from all of you, ancestors. So do you experience yourselves to be the unlimited ancestor souls for the whole world? Do you remember this type of world service? Or do you just remember the service of your own center, just the individual center? today, souls are calling out to you, the ancestors, the deity souls. Each one is calling out to their own individual goddesses or the deities. Come, forgive us, have mercy on us. Can you hear the sound of the devotees? Can you hear it?
Can I?
Or not? When you meet souls of any religion, then do you consider yourselves to be the ancestors of all religions when meeting them? Being the ancestor souls of all the souls of the world. Do you have this experience? Do you experience that those souls are also just the branches and twigs of your ancestors? That you are the ancestors who will give sakash to those twigs and branches. Bring the picture of the kalpa tree in front of you and look at where your position is. You are in the roots. You are also the trunk. Together with the picture tree of the kalpa tree, also look at yourself in Paramdham. Where is the position of your ancestor souls in the supreme abode? It is with the Father, it is close to Him.
Chana.
You know where your position is, do you not? In the Supreme Abode.
Is it the Shisi? Koi bhi atma se milte ho.
Whenever you meet souls of any religion, then they also look at you with the vision that you are souls who belong to them, that you are the souls who are of their dynasty, of their religion. If you meet them with that intoxication, awareness, attitude and vision of being the ancestor souls, then they also have the feeling of belonging. Because you are the ancestors of everyone, you belong to everyone. By serving with this awareness, every soul would experience that you are their ancestor, their specially beloved deity. The ones whom they have found once again. And then in terms of being worthy of worship, look at the worship that takes place of you. It's so great. None of the righteous souls, the religious great souls, none of them are worshipped in the same way as you. Deities are worshipped in the right way with discipline. They do become worthy to be worshipped, but they're not worshipped in the right way with that discipline, in the same way that you are worshipped.
Mm-hmm. भी देखो, कितना विधि पूर्वक कीर्तन करती है.
In terms of praise also, people praise you with so much, in such a methodical way, such a disciplined way. They worship you with the rituals, performing the aarti in front of you, the gods and goddesses. So it's only you and sister souls who become worthy to be worshipped in this way. So do you consider yourselves to be this? Do you have this intoxication? Those who feel that you are the ancestor souls who have this intoxication and awareness that you are the ancestor souls, raise your hands. Do you have this awareness? The awareness and intoxication of being ancestor souls. Almost everyone's raising their hands. You raised your hands and saying that you have this awareness. That's very good. So what will be the next question now? Baba's very clever. The result of having that awareness? Do you always have it? Is this awareness all the time? Do you have this awareness at all times? Yes. Dada wants to see all the children to be imperishable in having all the attainments, to have the attainments at all times, not just sometimes. Why? You give your answers very cleverly. What do you say? You do have this awareness. You say that you have this awareness very well, and then very slowly you say, well, sometimes you lack having this awareness. Becomes a little less sometimes. And you say that very slowly. The Father is imperishable. Your souls are imperishable. Isn't that right? So, the attainments are also imperishable. You receive the imperishable knowledge from the imperishable one, the eternal one. So what should the dharana be like? Should it be imperishable at all times or only sometimes? According to the circumstances of the time now, Bap Dada wants all the children to remain busy in unlimited service. Because when you're busy in service, you are saved from many types of fluctuation and upheavals. But whenever you are doing that service, when you are making plans for that service, and you put those plans into practical form, you also achieve success of those plans. But talked that there was three types of service to take place at the same time. Not just service of the words, but let there be service through the mind, service through words, and service through actions, that is serving the relations and connections, contacts. So let there be service taking place when you come into connection with anyone. Let there be the feeling, that motivation of serving those souls, the intention to just serve those souls. There's a greater percentage of serving through words. There is, you do serve through the mind, but serving through words takes place to a greater percentage, that's higher. All three types of service, when it takes place simultaneously, at the same time, then you find there's greater success in that service. Bap Dada has heard the news.
Kis group mein bhi bhinna bhinna varg wale aaye hue.
That in this group too,
seva ke plan achhe bana rahe.
There are many different wings that are present and they are making plans for service. What you're doing is very good. But when all three types of service takes place at the same time, then there's a good speed of service and the service grows also. All the children have arrived here from everywhere, and seeing this, Bap Dada is also pleased. New children have come with. New children reach here with that zeal and enthusiasm. The young new ones arrive with lots of zeal and enthusiasm. Bhaktada wants to see all the children in the form of being free from all obstacles.
Yeah.
Why? Since you have become the instrument, then remain stable in the stage of being free from obstacles. And only then will you be able to make all souls of the world free from all obstacles and all problems. For this, especially underline two things. You do this,
or underline,
but underline it even more now. Baba's drawing your attention to it even more. One. Look at every soul with your vision of soul consciousness.
Atma ke original sanskar ke swarup pe dekho.
Look at the soul in its form with its original sanskars. What are the original sanskars of the soul? Look at the soul with that vision.
Jai. Kaise bhi sanskar wali atma hai.
Doesn't matter what type of sanskars that soul has. You with your pure feelings and good wishes and with your elevated feelings of transformation can transform the sanskars of those souls for a short time. So always to have pure wishes, good wishes and pure feelings. Let those soul conscious feelings emerge.
Jaise shuru shuru mein dekha.
You saw this in the beginning, in the early days. Whilst being in a gathering, they had soul conscious vision, soul conscious attitude, and the feeling that a soul is speaking to another soul. The soul is talking to another soul, and with this type of vision, the foundation of soul consciousness became so strong. Now, with the expansion of service, and in all the extensive relationships, the connections of service, speaking, interacting, coming into connection with other souls with that soul conscious attitude, all of that has become merged. It's not completely finished, but it's become merged. The soul conscious feelings are not there on the surface. The self-respect of that soul consciousness easily enables you to achieve success in everything. Consciousness to remain free from all obstacles. Who are all of you who have gathered together? The same ones of the previous cycle. You are the deity souls, the Brahman souls of the previous cycle who have gathered together here now. Thank you. even in the form of Brahman souls. All of you are elevated souls. In terms of deity souls, all of you are elevated souls. Come into relationship and connections with everyone with that form, the awareness of being the elevated deity souls and Brahman souls. Check at every moment. The elevated duty, the elevated service of I, the deity soul, is to give blessings and to receive blessings. So what service does your non-living images do? The pictures of the deities, what service do they do? It doesn't matter what type of souls come in front of them. In front of the images of the deities. They want to give blessings, they want to receive blessings. Someone thinks it's hard work to make that effort, then the easiest effort is your vision, attitude, words and feelings. The easiest method of making effort is to give blessings and receive blessings through your vision, attitude, words and feelings.
I've got title here.
Your very title is?
Vardhani.
The image that grants
Vardhani.
Blessings. The great donors.
Seva karte. Karya me samat samparak me aate.
Whilst doing service, when coming into connection and relationship with others,
sirf yahi karya karo.
This is all that you have to do. Give blessings. Receive blessings. Is this difficult? Is it difficult? Or is it easy? Those who feel that it's easy, raise your hand. Again, the whole gathering has raised their hands. And what if someone was to oppose you? Will you give blessings even then? Will you?
thinking.
You will give blessings then also, will you not? Do you have such a stock of blessings that no matter what happens in front of you, you're able to give those blessings?
Opposition dogi.
Of course there will be that opposition. Because it's the opposition that enables you to reach your position. I was playing with words again. Without opposition, you cannot claim a position.
Deko. Sabse zyade. Opposition. Brahma bab ki hui.
It was Father Brahma who faced the maximum opposition, wasn't it? And who was the one who claimed the number one position? It was Brahma Baba, wasn't it? No matter what happens, like Father Brahma, I also have to just give blessings.
Kya Brahma Baba? Kya aage? Vyarat bolne, vyarat karne wale nahi.
Wasn't there anyone who spoke useless words, wasteful words, who did wrong things in front of Brahma Baba?
Brahma Baba ne dwaiti.
In the face of all of that, Father Brahma gave blessings and received blessings because he had the power to accommodate. He always thought, that one's just a child. He will change. In the same way, you too should have this attitude and vision that these are the same ones of the previous kalpa. They are souls of our family.
Brahman parivar ke.
They belong to the Brahman family.
Mujhe badal, isko bhi badalna. Ye badle to main badlu nahi.
Not that I have to change and change this one also, or I will change. When this one changes, no. But I have to bring about that change by changing myself first. So that is my responsibility, to bring about change in myself first. Only then will blessings emerge from everyone else, and you will receive blessings. The time is now moving very quickly towards transformation. It's going to the extreme. Moving fast, very quickly. However, before the transformation of time takes place, you elevated world transformer souls through your own transformation have to become the images of support for transformation. You are the images of support and the images of upliftment for the whole world. So self-transformation to come first, and that will be the support for world transformation to take place. Each and every soul should have the aim, I have to become an instrument. The instrument for this transformation to take place. Just bring about the transformation in three things in the self, that there shouldn't be these three things even in thoughts. So one is
parachintan,
thinking about others, parachintan. Pardarshan, looking at others.
Swadarshan ke bajaye pardarshan.
Not that instead of looking at the self, you look at others.
Tisra.
And third.
Paramatya parasang. Kusang.
Paramat, the dictates of others, and the company of others, or the wrong company, bad company. The influence of this.
Srishta Sangha. Kyunki Sangha dosh bahut nuksan karte.
Instead have elevated company, because the influence of bad company causes a lot of damage, a lot of loss.
Pehle bhi Bab Dada ne kaha tha.
Bab Dada had told us earlier too.
Or ye teen par kaat do.
these are three negative purrs, looking at others, influence of others.
Darshan parachintan.
Looking at others. Thinking of others, following the dictates of others. All of that is useless company, but instead have the right power, which is be the one who uplifts everyone, who has that feeling of mercy for everyone, to uplift them. So to be par upkari instead of being engrossed in par chintan, par darshan and par mata. Only then will you receive blessings. And you'll be able to give blessings also. Doesn't matter what others give you, you just give them blessings. Do you have such courage? Do you? You have that courage. And so Bab Dada says, Bab Dada says to everyone at all the centers, if all of you children have courage, and then no matter what others give you, you just give them blessings. To just give blessings no matter what others are doing, then because of your courage and your enthusiasm, this year Bab Dada will give you extra help, but only if you give blessings. So not to miss out on this, because Bab Dada has everyone's record with him. So if you constantly give blessings, you receive extra help. Even in your thoughts, there should be nothing else except blessings in the thoughts. Do you have this courage? Yes? Then raise your hand. And when you speak careful, you will have to do this. Don't just raise your hands for the sake of it. You will have to do this. Yes, you'll have to do this. Teachers, Madhubanivasis, will you do this? Will you do this? Good. You will do this.
Achha.
Very good.
Extra marks jama karenge.
You will accumulate extra marks, and so congratulations. Why? Because the advance party comes to Bab Dada again and again.
They want
to know what's happening. The advance party says,
ki hame to advance party ka part diya.
You gave us the part of the advance party. And we are playing that part.
Lekin hamare saathi.
But our companions. Why aren't our companions creating that advanced stage? Referring to all of us. So what response should they be given? What should Baba reply to them? When the advanced stage and the part of the advanced party come together, only then can the completion take place. And so they're asking, so what response should be given to them? In how many years will you become like them with the advanced stage? You celebrated all the jubilees, silver jubilee, diamond jubilee. All celebrations have taken place. So what now? So now, celebrate the advanced stage ceremony. Fix a date for that.
Pandas?
Will there be a date for that? Yes? When will that be? Senior brother sitting in the front row. When will that date be? Will a date be fixed for that? Or will it happen suddenly? What will happen? Will it be suddenly? Or you think, well, it will happen anyway, in its own time. Say something. Are you still thinking about it? Baba's asking nearby and he's just sitting there with detachment. Will a ceremony take place or will it happen suddenly? Nirupa is not wanting to give a response. He's looking towards Dadiji. Daddy Janki is also pointing towards Daddy Kumarka. So everyone's asking Dadiji that Dadiji should say something. Baba's asking Ramesh Bhai, maybe you have an answer. He says, well, eventually it will happen. So Baba says, eventually when? Of course it will happen eventually, but when? Baba should give the date and we will do it by that date. Baba has already given you a date for an extra year. With your courage, you will receive extra help. So first, fix that date. You can fix that date, can you not? So do that first. And then the father will fix the date for this, the advanced stage. He's saying, we will celebrate this ceremony by the end of the year 2004. Celebrate the advanced stage ceremony by the year 2004.
Baba can't hear what Ramesh Bias just said, but that's what he said. Give him a mic. Saying by the end of the year 2004, we can celebrate the advanced stage ceremony.
आपने जो कहा ना कि इस वर्ष को ही माना 2004 वर्ष को आपने जो एक्स्ट्रा वर्ष कहा तो इस एक्स्ट्रा वर्ष को मतलब इस वर्ष को ही
यू सेड दैट यू हैव गिवन अस एन एक्स्ट्रा ईयर एंड सो वी विल आल्सो टेक जस्ट दिस एक्स्ट्रा ईयर टू सेलिब्रेट द एडवांस स्टेज सेरेमनी
आपकी श्रीमत डायरेक्शन चाहिए
बट वी वांट डायरेक्शंस फ्रॉम यू योर श्रीमत
मतलब ये
दैट मींस You haven't yet made those preparations. You're not ready to that extent that Baba wants. You're wanting Baba to give a date, but you're not ready to that extent yet. So that means the advance party will have to still stay there for another year? If you keep the aim from now, I have to do this, then this will be fixed over a long period of time. Because there's also the account of the long period of time. If you do it at the end, then the account of over a long period of time won't be right. You need to have the practice over a long period. And so,
attention please.
Attention please from now. Special request from Baba. Attention please. From now.
Achcha. Abhi sabhi work wale kahenge aapko bhi sunna hai.
So now those of all different wings will say, well,
Achcha, jo bhi work
they want to hear what Baba has to say. Whichever wing has come, those of all the different wings, please stand up. There's the business wing, the media wing, the transport wing. I'm sure there are others also, but these are some that Daddy has been meeting. And so Baba's making all the different groups stand up now. Teachers also in the different wings have come. They're sitting in separate groups, different areas, four wings. Transport wing.
Transport. Is taraf.
Business.
Media
wing. Art. I think it's the arts group.
Aap bedo.
You may all sit down.
Acha, art walo ne.
The art group. The art group has given itself the title Dilwala. the Dilwala group stand up. It's a good title you've given yourself. Alt Heart. I think it's the medical heart group. Because it's the doctors who are standing up. Bab Dada receives all the news.
Bab Dada samajhte hai ki practical ka anubhav prabhav jaldi dalta.
Bab Dada understands that the practical form creates an impression much more quickly, and therefore whatever plans you have made, Bab Dada likes those plans. It's good, but now increase that service. And through those plans, spread the sound everywhere. You have kept good courage. You have created this gathering. And that's very good. This is the medical wing, then especially the heart patients, the heart doctors. So Bab Dada has given the title to this Dilwala group, the ones with the authority of experience. All the different wings that have come, you have had very good meetings. But one thing that Bab Dada had requested, none of the wings have fulfilled that. Do you remember what that is? About the Gita, someone said about proving the God of the Gita, and Baba said, well, put that aside. What Baba has requested, Baba has told you that it's very elevated, but it has to be done very carefully. First of all, prepare one group who becomes your companions. For them to become the mics and you to be the might. So prepare groups from the people outside and let them be part of the group. All the different wings that are doing service, congratulations for everything that you are doing. But from each wing, who are the special souls who can move forward in service? Those souls haven't come in front of Baba, and okay, they may not come in front of Baba, but at least Baba should receive their list. There should be a gathering of souls from each wing. They should become part of a gathering. That hasn't happened yet. Baba wants souls of all the different groups to come together. First of all, prepare a list who are those who are the cooperative companions in this particular field, then Baba should see that list. Seeing the list, Baba will be able to know how far the sound has reached. Like the medical wing,
they've
practically created the sample of the Dilwala group, and the sound is spreading in a practical way. The government is also accepting the work that we're doing, and so now prepare other groups. You are doing, that's good. Continue to do that. But now, let there be some result of that. Did you hear that? All the different wings that have come, this is what you have to do. A smaller group of the mic souls. The list of them to be given to Baba. This time, Tamil Nadu, Nepal, and one other place that's responsible for the service this time. So all the teachers from those three zones
have teachers.
Just the teachers, and that's nearly a thousand. Many teachers. It means there must be that many centers too. Since the numbers of teachers is this many, the number of centers would also be just as many, just as much. The biggest zone is
Avas Velanika Agartino Jagapar Avas Pochjay.
If the sound was to reach in all three places, just imagine how much service would take place, and everything would happen easily. The three zones, and if sound were to spread in just those three zones with the number of teachers that are there, then everything can happen very fast, quickly. Baba's advice or Srimat for all the children is prepare such a group that they spread the sound. They should spread the sound that this is God's task. So prepare such a group that will fearlessly, without any hesitation, reveal the Father. They should speak with that determination and with that authority. In today's world, even physical authority is very useful. Physical authority, the worldly authority, is also very useful. So when there's both authorities, those with the worldly authority and the God's authority come together, that sound can be spread. So now prepare such a group.
Jai Har Varg. Apne apne varg se tayar kare.
Each group, each wing can prepare their own wing, or anyone else can prepare such a group.
Authority se bolne wale nikalo.
But now bring out those who can speak with that authority. Let those souls emerge. The ones whose sound of experience, the ones whose sound of experience and authority is able to create an impression, create an impact on others. Do you understand what you have to do?
Jai chota group lao.
You may bring even just a small group.
Lekin sabhi ke samne to aaye.
At least they should come in front of everyone. They should be known. Whichever wings, professions, people are sitting here, those who can say that yes, someone like that has emerged in our field, that such a soul is ready, they can raise their hands. So if there is anyone who's already such a mic, who can spread that sound and speak with that authority, they can raise their hand. And there's no one, there's one person who stood up, but not sure where he's from. Someone from the business wing.
Business wing ka hai, bhai.
Business wing ka.
This person who stood up is third way down the hall, but he is saying that there is someone who is ready, such a soul who is ready to spread the sound. So now he's been asked to come to the front and to reveal the person who could be such a mic. Bab Dada especially wanted to know if such a soul of any group, any profession, is ready to speak with that authority and to spread the sound.
Baba, apna network tayar ho raha hai, Baba.
He's saying we are preparing a network in the business wing.
Bahut se log saath mil rahe hain.
Many people are coming together. They're meeting together and service is increasing in an incognito way. And so Baba is asking, but who is ready? If any such well-known person is ready, those from the business wing,
तैयार हो रहा है बाबा,
stand up.
DKDK group बनाया है, उसके अंदर वो आत्माएं आ रही हैं.
He's saying that we've created a network and souls are coming and we will bring the proof of that. So Baba says, okay, you can bring them. Congratulations, now bring them here sometime. Another person from the media wing from Jaipur, and he said, you had said, Baba, that the
media mein Doordarshan ke paas hum gaye the.
They had gone to the.
So unhone bola ki 80,000 rupees roj ke chahiye, tab aapko transponder milega, aur aapka apna channel chalu ho jayega, Om Shanti channel aur Peace channel. तो हमने अथॉरिटी से चीफ इंजीनियर को कहा कि अब हम अपना लैंग्वेज बदलते हैं. हम हैं कमांडर, रूहानी कमांडर हैं. आप लोगों ने अश्लीलता और हिंसा फैला रखी है. सेंसर आपके हाथ में है, फिर ये क्या गंदगी
कर रहे हैं.
भारत की
टीवी स्टेशंस एंड
रूहानी कमांडर हम हैं. हमको आपको फ्री देना पड़ेगा दोनों चैनल.
वी आर द स्पिरिचुअल आर्मी दैट्स वांटिंग टू कैरी आउट सम वर्क. We want to carry out this work on the Peace channel, the Om Shanti channel, but the TV stations have said that it will cost us 80,000 rupees a day to get anything on the TV, and we are making a special request to them to carry out everything free.
तो हमको लगा कि अब तो शक्ति बाबा ने अपने आप प्रत्यक्ष
करने के लिए kind of challenging Baba.
सेकंड्स में मिनट में
दैट बाबा यू फुलफिल्ड आवर चांस बिकॉज वी हैड वांटेड टू हैव अ मीटिंग विद निर्वर भाई एंड रमेश भाई टू गेट दिस थिंग पास्ड बट वी वांट बीइंग एबल टू गेट दैट एंड सो नाउ यू कॉल्ड एवरीवन यू कॉल्ड अस आउट टू द फ्रंट टू सी इफ देयर इज एनीवन अवेलेबल एंड यू फिनिश्ड आवर टास्क फॉर अस इन अ फ्यू सेकंड्स. And I'm sure that now it will happen very quickly, that the TV people will give us some kind of support for us to be able to present our programs on it. Free of charge. That's what he's wanting to do, but we'll see how far it happens. Do you remember the spiritual drill? All fine for service, but what about the spiritual drill now? In 1 second, come into your stage of being the ancestor.
Param Dham Nivasi, Bab ke Saath Saath, Lighthouse Ban.
Be a lighthouse with the Father, who is a resident of the Supreme Abode. Having become this, can you give light to the whole world? Those listening and seeing in this land and abroad,
lighthouse man.
Become a lighthouse in 1 second.
Vishwa ki charon sarva atmao ko light do sakash do.
And give light and sakash and all the powers to all the souls in the world everywhere. be a lighthouse and give light, sakash and powers to all the souls in the world. To all the souls everywhere in the world who are the ancestors and worthy to be worshipped. The great donor souls who constantly ask the bestowers, give blessings to everyone. Bring about transformation to the world, transformer souls who bring about transformation in others through transformation of the self with determination. Souls who are close and who as lighthouses give light to all the souls of the world. Bhaptadas, love, remembrance and namaste together with blessings from the heart. Everyone's waving to Bhaptada. One hand applause.
Take off.
All of you are especially cooperative souls. When Bab Dada sends remembrances to both of these, then all of you are also included in that, definitely included in that. Because you are cooperative. You are cooperative, are you not? Your part is of greater service, more service than theirs. From the very beginning, you have all been instruments for unlimited service. These people, these two dadis are also important with the importance of all of you. Always consider yourselves to be the jewels who are close to the Father. Of course you do consider yourselves to be this, but now let this be even more underlined that you are extremely close, that you will always remain close. This is a guarantee. It is a guarantee, isn't it, that you will always remain close. You are playing your part very well. Of course, the names of special souls are mentioned, the senior dadis, but all of you are included in that also. Nothing can be separated. The beauty of the yajna is with all of you. And so consider yourselves to be the ones who are greatly responsible. You do have that responsibility. Bab Dada sees you as the souls who are the responsible souls. All of you are special souls. You have specialities, and so use those specialities in working with everyone and increase those specialities. Now Baba will meet Daddy Janki and Daddy Ji. Muni Ben also met Baba as part of the group of responsible souls, the ones who play in the part of unlimited service. Both daddies are giving very good sustenance. Daddy Janki is saying the sustenance that we have received from Baba, that is helping us. Daddy Ji was sitting on the chair, so now she wants to sit on the side next to Baba on the gaddi. Baba is making a special place for her. Babdada's offering his footstool to Dadiji. Place your foot here and he's making space for Dadiji. Both of them hugging Baba. Dadiji is saying on behalf of everyone a special hug to Baba. Very good. Face to face, heart to heart.
Baba, ये दादी हमको देख देख के आपको बाकी पहनती है हमारे दिल में भी कुछ होता है.
Mohini Ben is telling Baba, Baba, when these daddies hug you, then something happens in our hearts also. The two of you are sitting here, so where am I going to sit now? Because Dadiji is telling Mohini Ben, well, you can come here too. They are instruments for service. And so you all also experience happiness on seeing the Dadis, do you not? You are all happy on seeing the daddies, are you not? You also experience the happiness of having that responsibility. You receive so many blessings from everyone. Everyone is happy, just as when you see the scene, everyone is happy in the same way. When you become like them, there would be so much happiness. Because Bab Dada has made them the instruments. And so of course they have become those instruments because they have some speciality. And if those specialities were to come on each one of you, then what would happen? Your own kingdom would come. The date that Bab Dada is asking for, that date would arrive, would be here now. So And now you remember that you have to fix a date, don't you? Each one of you should think that I have to fix that date. If everyone becomes an instrument, then there will be the renewal, the construction of the world. To have the feeling of being an instrument, the awareness of being an instrument, is a mind of virtues, just to have that feeling of being an instrument at every moment. Then all other virtues can come automatically, easily. Because when you're an instrument, the feeling of being an instrument, there's no consciousness of I. It's this consciousness of I that brings upheaval. By being an instrument, consciousness of mind finishes and it's everything is yours. Everything belongs to Baba. And you become easy yogis. You have love for all the dadis, you love that dada, and so the return of that love is to make their specialities your specialities, to let your specialities become the same as the dadis' specialities. So keep this aim. I have to become equal in the specialities. Whenever you see any speciality in anyone, then you may follow them in that speciality.
Atma ko follow karne mein dono dikhai denge, visheshta ko dekho aur usme saman
ban. In looking, following the soul, both will be visible. Follow the speciality and become equal in that. Following having that speciality in yourself. Okay, what to do next? Now Baba's going to stand up to give drishti to everyone. Om Shanti.
दादी जी अब आप सबकी तरफ से बाप दादा को भोग स्वीकार करा रही है और चोली बांटने वाली बहनें हाल में बैठे हुए सभी भाई बहनों को चोली बांटना आरंभ करेंगी, लेकिन सब बैठ करके ही चोली लेंगे, कोई भी खड़ा होकर के चोली नहीं लेगा। सब और भी जो भी आगे बढ़ रहे हैं सब बैठ जाए और चोली बांटने वाली बहनें हाल में डायमंड हाल में बैठे हुए सभी भाई बहनों को चोली देना आरम्भ करें। बहनों की तरफ जो भी बहने खड़ी हैं सब बैठ जाएं, माताएं सब बैठ जाएं, माताएं कोई भी खड़ी नहीं होगी सब बैठ जाएंगी। बाप दादा हमारे साथ हैं, बाप दादा आप सबको देख रहे हैं, माताएं कोई भी खड़ी नहीं हो।
Thank you. Thank you.